So, like you know, we began a series in October, contending. We called it Contend, Betting Change and Preserving Destiny. And so far, we have talked about the actual emphasis of contend. Then we went to contending for your spiritual life. Today, we'll be talking about contending for purity, for your purity. On Sunday, we talked about contending with prophecy. And remember, we said to contend means to strive earnestly for something. To put yourself under pressure to ensure something is done. Let's look at 1 Timothy 4 verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity." Let's read together one more time. "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity." So he's saying that in purity, he wants you to be an example of the believer. Are you following this? Also, see 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. The Bible says, "Flee also youthful lusts. Faith, charity, peace, with them that call upon the Lord out of a pure heart." You see, we live in a world that has established itself in going against God's standards. And you know that the standards of God are not there to keep you in bondage, but to guide you. And when you are standing at the balcony in a 5-story building, and there is what they call a protector. Rails, thank you. They put a rail there. You can either see it as a limitation for you to jump or a protection. The laws of the Lord are protections, not just limitations. Are you with me? The world will tell you you can do anything you want. You can be anybody you wish. You hear statements like you can be gay or lesbian and still love the Lord. In a generation that is very perverse, we must contend for our purity. See after me, contend for our purity. These are not the days where you negotiate. You contend for purity. Look at that word, flee. Flee also youthful lust. Meaning, it's not something that you walk away. It's something that you run, you fly. Are you with me? You japa, you fly. Why must we contend for our purity? Number one, this world has become increasingly filthy. Satan has worked hard to ensure that darkness covers the earth. You know, the Bible says that the last days shall be like the days of Noah. And in the days of Noah, what did God say about the earth? The Bible says that in Genesis 6 verse 12, "And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt." Genesis 6 verse 12, "And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth." For all flesh has corrupted his way upon the earth. We must contend for purity because, listen, we are living in a time where, in those days, it was difficult for you to see a nude lady anywhere. Right now, just scroll on your phone. You can't scroll 5 posts on Facebook and you will not see something that will either suggest it directly or indirectly. Are you with me? Before I thought it was somebody I was following. So I began to, you know when they say, you may know this person. You may want to watch. At the point I said, I don't want. I was putting all the updates off. He still came again. I said, no, this thing is not my, it's the algorithm. It has made up his mind that he wants to show me this thing. So now I've learned how to put off my phone. You may not need to do it. Me, I can do it. Some people, you may need to see like this and say, Rakatoko penke shakato skata. That's the world we are living in. That's the world we are living in. Filthiness has taken over. So we must contend. Are you with me? And let me tell you, now is the time for our light to shine brightly. Bible says in Isaiah chapter 60, "For darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but his glory shall be seen upon thee." So if there's any time to shine the light of Christ, it is now. Say after me, it is now. If there's any time to prove that what Christ has done is efficacious in making us live righteous and holy in purity, it is now. Do you realize that we are not living in a time that is more difficult than the time that I've been before? Noah, in the days of Noah, Noah was the only righteous man in the whole earth. Noah and his family were the only righteous people. Do you understand what that means? The entire world, there was only one family. In fact, seven people, Noah and his children, who were righteous. I call it a Noah programming. Like, how did this man stand for righteousness when everybody was like that? That means it is possible right now. Are you with me? Number two, why must we contend for our purity? We must contend for our purity because there is something about iniquity that removes us from the will of God. There is something about iniquity that separates you from God's plan. Look at Adam and Eve. Immediately, they ate the fruit that God asked them not to eat of. God came and said, Adam, where art thou? Not because Adam was missing, not because Adam was lost, not because God did not know where Adam was physically, but because Adam had left his place in the spirit. So he was saying, Adam, where art thou? But he knew where Adam was physically. But where Adam was spiritually, he had lost it. The devil knows how dangerous iniquity is. You know, some years ago, a certain man of God was asking a question, and he answered the question, why is it that there are so many people there are so many rich men who, many years after they die, their children don't end up well? Apart from the fact that some of them may have been spoiled by prosperity, there's another thing. It is a proven fact that many of the rich people who got rich by dubious means, their children do not end up well. They die in mysterious deaths. Are you following what I'm saying? Strange sicknesses. I've asked myself, why is it that there are some sicknesses that poor people don't have? There are some kind of sicknesses. There are some kind of cancers. There is some level of people that used to have it. Who knows what I'm talking about? Why? Now, do I have a problem with being rich? No, you will be rich. I said you will be rich. You know, you're not saying amen. Okay, now. But the God way. You know, the Bible puts it like this, durable riches and righteousness. It's possible. There is something about iniquity, that cuts you short. In the Bible, there was a man called Achan. Not Achan, no. In the Bible, there's a man called Achan. When they went to invade a certain land, I believe Jericho, Joshua gave an instruction. You kill, you destroy, but you don't collect any of their gold. Nobody should steal. Nobody. But Achan stole a lot of things and gold and all of that. He saw a lot of gold in Jericho and packed it and stole. Are you following me? And then after Jericho, the children of Israel had another nation to fight. The nation was called Ai. Ai. It's not artificial intelligence, so Ai, but that's what it's called. Interestingly, it has the same acronym as artificial intelligence. But the nation was called Ai. Ai. And that nation was far smaller than Jericho. Very small nation. But the great army of Israel was defeated by that nation. They were so defeated that they had to run back. They ran back. They were so chased out of the battlefield. Let me use the word King James used. They were discomfited. And by the time they got home, they began to cry. They said, God, what happened? So Joshua was crying. Everybody was crying. The Bible says they wept unto the Lord all night. And by morning, God spoke. And God said, because there is somebody in your midst who stole. They were like, with the instruction we gave, they said, yes, there is somebody in your midst. That means this thing here, the spirit, realm of the spirit, is not just about you. If you have people who are not pure around you, it will affect you. It will affect you. Look at, the Bible says, and God blessed the house of Potiphar because of for the sake of Joseph.
That means a right element was introduced. And Potiphar did not even know initially that it was because of Joseph. Later, the Bible says God opened his eyes. He saw that it was because of Joseph that God blessed him. Are you with me? There are some people you will make your friends. Your climate will change. I mean, it can change from good to bad. You'll be wondering what is happening. If you have a friend that is way is not pure, that is coro like this. And we are tight friends. Make sure that in your tight friendship, you are doing everything you can for the person to change. And if after 3.5 years, the person does not change, you have tried. Because Jesus discipled people for 3.5 years. You cannot do more than Jesus. After 3.5 years, give up. Are you with me? And then God said, there is a man in your midst. His name is Achan. And because of Achan, the entire nation of Israel fell. They said, well, Achan, come out. Achan said, no, me? How can I? God said, don't worry, leave him, don't answer him. Somebody should go inside his house, open this place. And they saw all the robes and the gold from Jericho. They say, hey, Achan, what have you done? They were about to stone Achan because of his stealing. Do you know what happened? The Bible says that as they were about to stone Achan, the ground opened up and swallowed Achan and his family members. That's what the Bible says in the Old Testament. That the ground opened up, swallowed Achan and all his family members. So people that were in his family that do not know about the fact that Achan stole. Because Achan stole, it affected them. Are you following me? There is something about iniquity that kicks you out of God's plan. So the stealing of Achan, first of all, already made Israel lose the battle. The stealing of Achan, you know the problem right now? We are not in the Old Testament that God does things graphically. So there are people who the ground has opened up and swallowed them and they don't know. It has happened in the spirit realm. You know, when I hear many great preachers say, you don't ask God for mercy, you don't ask God. There are many mistakes people have made. You need to cry for mercy because the spirit realm does not have emotion. Even as a believer, there are some times you say, God, have mercy. Because you may not have done things the exact way God wanted it to be done. Are you following me? Are you following me? There is something about iniquity that removes us from the will of God. So you must contend. And the devil knows this. The devil is aware. And guess what? So the only way, one of the major ways he can get at you is to make you break the edge. Is to make you do things that will put you on the wrong side of the spirit. I asked a question one day on Twitter. I said, why is it that sin looks beautiful? Why is it that bad thing looks sweet? And the thing that you're supposed to do, it looks boring. Why? That's to tell you that there is an intelligent spirit that is manipulating you. The Bible says Eve was looking at the fruit and the fruit looks like what to make somebody wise. It began to make sense to her that if I eat this fruit, I will become wise. A spirit was manipulating my God. You know those old proverbs they used to tell us that when Satan is opening the front door, he will not show you the back door. Very, very true. I've told you about David. King David was anointed king at the age of 17. Because Saul was against him, King David was running all his life from 17 to age 30. He was running from Saul. He almost died many times. They almost killed him. He was in caves. At some point, he was an Agboro. At some point, David had to act like a madman. He had to be just acting so that they would think that he had run mad and they would not kill him. Because he saw Saul's men coming. So he just entered the bush, poured sand on his head and was acting like a madman. The Bible says he put mud in his mouth and was acting. So they saw him and said, he's already mad, don't kill him. That was David's life from the age of 17 to age 30. You know, the anointing can give you a process you are not ready for. That was David's life. Then he became king. God blessed him. He began to grow. After some years, after about 10, 15 years, David was on his building and saw a woman bathing and found a way to manipulate and malingering and took advantage of her. Nathan came and said, you see that thing that you ran away from? It will start again. David was like, hey, I'm king now. Who is going to chase me? In his own house, Absalom arose. And chased David. David started running again. In his old age, he was running. David began to cry. I'm sure David will be thinking about it. This thing don't make sense. God, now just one night. One night has made you lose how many years? By the time you weigh darkness and light. Iniquity does not pay. It does not pay. It may look like it's paying now. It does not pay.
Praise the Lord. How do we contend for our purity? Number one, be born again. Have a genuine encounter with the Lord. The Bible says, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. John chapter 8 from verse 10 to 11. Remember the woman that was caught in adultery and was brought to Jesus. And they told Jesus that this woman has sinned against God. And in our law, everyone who has sinned is supposed to be stoned. And Jesus said, if there's anyone among you who has not sinned, let him be the first to cast a stone. And all of them, they were pricked by their conscience and they left with their stones. And Jesus asked her. He asked her, he said, woman, where are those that accuse us? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, no, no, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Glory! So, for anyone who is here, who may have fallen for any kind of iniquity, Jesus is saying, neither do I condemn thee. Are you following me? So, the first place to begin is, run to Jesus. Oh, you have made mistakes. Listen, it doesn't matter what your past look like. With Jesus, it is past. Are you with me? He says, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. And he doesn't just forgive you. He gives you the power to go and sin no more. When you encounter him, you can live above sin. You can go and sin no more. Glory. Number two, constantly renew your mind by the word of God. One major reason why people fall into sin is that they take their eyes away from God's word. James chapter 1 from verse 14 to 15. It says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot tempt any man, neither can he be tempted. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Have you heard of that verse in the Bible that says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against you? That is a real thing. Hey, you think you have more power, or let me put it like this, you think you have power over your will. You will discover later that it is, many times it is your will, or it is your construct. It is who you are inside that has power over you. I'm looking for the right way to express it. Many people think, I know myself. No, you may not know yourself. It is yourself that knows you. Hey, most of the people who fell for some kind of sins, they don't plan to fall. They did not wake up that morning and say, this is what I'm going to do. Most of the people, they found themselves in a place and they just found themselves, they were too weak to fight back. Are you following me? You know, some people, they don't understand. When somebody, you know, I once met a girl that had a child out of wedlock and she told me it was a mistake. Now, when somebody heard her say it was a mistake, they said, which mistake? You know, it is true, they know, but I'm telling you, some things are mistakes. You can find yourself, if you are not prepared, you that is even talking, you that is claiming that you are strong, if you find yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time, and God has not soaked you well enough, or you have not soaked God well enough, you may do things that will shock you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let's ask ourselves, how many people, if they tempt you with 2 billion naira, now, somebody is, you are in an office and you are desperately broke, like broken bottle. How many people, maybe your mother is in need of money for operation and you are in an office, you can just siphon money and nobody will catch you. How many people can say no? How many people in that state can say, I will not do this thing? See, it's after me, my God will prosper me. How many people, you know, it's easy to say our government, some of you, if they put some people in some offices, don't go far. Look at government chairman. That word is finished. How many people you are seeing 300 million like this? When I knew that this thing was a problem was when I was working in a certain field. Hey. When they used to tell me that thing, I don't used to believe. I could not wrap my head around the fact that a lady will go after a guy and give a guy her body because of money. I couldn't believe. I'm like, it's not possible now. It's not, forget. I used to say, it's not, that one is a lie. I saw myself going to a certain room. I saw a certain human being following me. I said, any problem? She said, are you the new engineer that just came? I said, yes, I'm the new engineer. I'm supposed to resume soon. She said, okay. I thought she was going back. Auntie was following me. Hey, I reached the door of my room. Auntie was standing there. Thank God.
You know, me, I didn't understand. I'm a man of God. I don't understand what's going on. So, thank God other engineers were there. One engineer just dragged me back. He said, David, this girl must not enter your room. I said, I said, it's witch. He said, it's not witch. He said, all of us here. This girl made us sleep with all of us. I said, I said, you follow? He said, you know, something must kill a man, you know. I said, He said, if she enter your room, before you see Jacob, you see, that girl is moving. I said, that's how she held every one of us and she collects money from all of us. We are all now her tenants. Like, we pay. I said, excuse me, my name is Diamond. I said, you Diamond. You demon. Demon and Diamond, they start with D. I said, out! By the time I went downstairs to eat, to see that guy is not friendly. That engineer is not friendly. Shikaparagaba sotaya kamandeya. I don't know the kind of spirits you have collected from all these guys. All the kind of demonic spirits. And me, I'm not the last engineer that came. You want to come? No. Even if I was the first, since you have no dominion over me. Just bring her money. And I saw that guy. And I said, you know what I will do? There are people that I will help. If I have the money, I will help the person and I will not collect anything from the person. Are you getting what I'm saying? So if that lady needs money, God will prosper me. I will say, take! And also take your body and go. Go and see no more. Constantly renew your mind with the word of God. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 4 verse 17. Ephesians 4 verse 17. Praise God. Praise the Lord. He says, can we already 1-3 go? This I say then, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to walk all uncleanness and with greediness. Verse 20, but ye have not so learned Christ. Are you seeing that? I like the way the Bible constructed it. But ye have not so learned Christ. Meaning, there is a way to learn Christ. Are you following this? Now, how do you learn Christ? It says, if so be, verse 21, that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Meaning, if you really heard the gospel and believed the gospel, there is a learning of Christ that happens organically. That's why when a person is born again, even if nobody preaches to him, the created life of Christ within him will begin to teach him to reject iniquity. Are you following this? He says, but you have not so learned Christ if you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Verse 21. Verse 22, please. That, yep, everybody read this one. Concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Verse 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Read on. That ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So meaning, when you are renewed in your mind, or when the word of God takes over your mind, it gives you the ability to put on this new man. Are you following me? When you get born again, the recreated man is in your spirit, but you have the responsibility to put this new man in your spirit upon you physically. But how will you do it? He is telling that you will do it when your mind has been renewed. When your mind has been renewed by the word of God, it gives you the supernatural ability. You know how to put on this new man. Chapter me, I put on the new man. Amen. So renew your mind with the word of God. Number 3, vehemently flee every appearance of evil. Chapter me, vehemently flee every appearance of evil. There are so many scriptures I want to open, but we are out of time. So let me give you just one. Hebrews 12 verse 4. It says, you have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Meaning God is saying, if it means for you to spill your blood to ensure that sin does not... What is it about sin that God is talking like this? If it means for your blood to be spilled, that you don't fall into sin, he says, spill it. Matthew 5 verse 29 to 30, he says, if your eye offend you, pluck it. That's not even saying, I believe God is not saying directly use a knife and put it out your eye. Who even puts a knife inside his eye? He's saying that thing that wants to stop you, that wants to make you fall into iniquity, be vehement against it. Flee! You contend. Are you with me? Oh God. You contend. All kinds of iniquity, you contend. You flee. When you see things on social media, don't go back and say, let me look again. Sometimes you may need to delete the app that time. Delete the app. That's why I left TikTok. I'm on TikTok, but I'm not on TikTok. So there are people that control my TikTok account because TikTok did not welcome me well. TikTok did not welcome me well. They did not try for me. How can I join TikTok? And the first video I see, I just say, let me just come on TikTok now. And just so a stark naked woman, I had to pray and fast. I had to start fasting and pray immediately. I say, I'm not eating again. So now I had to lose food for days because of TikTok. No, I said, no worry. Keep ticking and talking. I will be there. So other people will be there for me. So I'm there. If you are not following me on TikTok, I don't know what you are talking there. So I'm there, but I was so pained. I was so pained because I had to wash my eyes with eye salve. Yeah, see, things are getting very bad. Statistics. That's why I'm doing this teaching. You may not understand. What will you make when somebody comes to you in counseling and say, Pastor, my husband does not look at me. My husband does not touch me, but he's always with his phone watching pornography. What will you make of it when you marry and your wife is telling you, I want you to do like what I watch in this pornographic movie? Do you know the problem we are dealing with now? There is problem. Serious issues. And do you know this, the glory where you married somebody and you don't know anything. You have not explored. The only thing you know is your wife. The only thing your wife knows is your husband. Do you know how much peace it gives to a home? Now we are using catchphrases. We are calling fornication body count. Don't worry. My anger is people are boldly coming out. Somebody to the podcast, I was saying, she was able to say, I've slept with 300 men. You are a wizard. Yeah, from Argentina to Morocco. Who saw that video? She was bragging from the intercontinental prostitution. And you are bold. You know the thing? It's because, you know why they are bold? Because there are people who are still clapping for them. That's why. Every celebrity in this country, even outside the country, go to their Instagram page. You will still see Jesus baby. Jesus baby, yet. One day I want to ask myself, what is inside these breasts that they like opening? What is there? What is there? Even the one that don't have will be opening. Every one of them. I know one see. What is there? What is there? Guess what? When you begin to look at things from the lens of the word of God, that thing will die and decay. But the misbehavior you've done with it will last for eternity. It will be recorded in eternity. The Bible says, the word passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God shall abide forever. Oh, that means the deeds you do will last forever. But that body you use in doing that thing and the pleasure you so-called experience will pass away. It's not foolishness. I was praying in Lagos and the Lord told me, do you know that there is something the Bible calls the attire of an harlot? It's like, really? Then he showed me in the book of Proverbs. There is what the Bible calls the attire of a harlot. A businessman was interviewing prostitutes. You know what the prostitute said? That we no longer get customers. That what we used to dress like before in 10 years ago to get customers is now normal dressing. So for us to start to get our customers now, we have to go extra. We have to be extra revealing. Tell your neighbor, Philly. And finally, how do you deal with purity? Have a greater hunger for the Lord. See, there is a kind of hunger in your spirit, for the things of God. You know, somebody said, okay, Pastor, what will I do if I'm in a situation where temptation is in front of me? I said, that's where you will know how deep your spirit is. For instance, I'm not saying anybody should come and tempt me, but how do you want to? You want to tempt Pastor David? I'm thinking about how we will become 1 million souls. When I think about this one, and I think about this one, something is heavier. Are you with me? One of the reasons why many Christians fall for iniquity is that there is not enough weight on their spirit. They don't have souls to pray for. They're not discipling anybody. They don't have 5 plots of land to believe God for. They don't have anybody they are praying for. Do you know? I have calls every day. As I finish this service, there are people that are on the line. They are on my phone. Pastor, pray for me. This one is one I have swelling here. Pastor, pray. My family, there are demons that want to eat us up. Pastor, in Nigeria, outside Nigeria, there's enough load. Camp meeting is coming. I'm going to be preaching for about 16 times, 16 sermons. I have the list of all the different teachings, different Bible study teachings. There's enough weight. Are you following me? For me to sin, I have to work hard and create the time. I have to check my schedule. Possible. Then you wake up in the morning, up and grateful. What will I do now? Up and grateful. Man, Who will I go and visit now? They have enough time. I'm trusting God for 1 billion naira. It's bread for us. So. And you would think it's a big money. We saw one land for a new breed. We went to price the land around here. Just a little bit here in this place. They told us 1.2 billion. Meaning 1 billion, then you now add 200 million on top. And that's not the building, it's just the land. So, in the night, when somebody is with phone doing like this, man, I'm saying, oh God, it's possible. I believe God. God is able. God is able. Somebody say, Chai! You are too light. There is no weight. I have like 3 to 4 people I'm believing God for school fees. In fact, there are at least 3 people that in every 3 months, I have to think of their school fees. So that lightness has given them space for iniquity. The time you will use and fall in iniquity, go and pray. Go and seek God. Tomorrow is divine encounter. Pray for me. Pray for... Are you following me? That space, pray. Pastor say, okay, what about other temptations that are not really necessarily sexually related? What about temptations like stealing? That time when you are feeling that thing to go and steal, say, God, provide for me. Lord, you are my source. Lord, I put my trust in you. Oh, you think I don't face it too? There's what they call pastoral stealing. That one that uses by the gifts of the Spirit. Stand up. I see. And it will be accurate. I see about you, man of God. Stand up. Just say, hey, excuse me, sir. You are supposed to sow to me a seed of 300,000 and there will be a shift. A shift. Should I go deeper? There are people that can call and give 5 prophecies in the next tomorrow I'm a millionaire. But I've stolen from them. Are you with me? So when I want to feel that way, I'll start praying. Lord, I put my faith in you. I put my trust in you. After me, in the name of Jesus, by the anointing of the Spirit, I walk in purity. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because I walk in purity effortlessly. I walk in purity effortlessly. No matter what I face, my God is able. Remember when I wanted to buy bus? Sent us more than $5,000. One part of me said, "Omo, you know, say your rent is due. Just talk to the church admin." Church admin said, "Okay, the budget, Pastor, was not for Pastor. That one, there is the one for Pastor. This one is not for Pastor. This one is for boss." I can say, you know what? Just give me $1,000. We'll use the rest for the work of the kingdom. Service fee. When that thought comes to my mind, you know what I will do? Lord, you are able. Lord, we had one young man one time who stole church laptop. But before then, he was stealing other things. I told him, if we were stealing like you would not have come to meet anything to steal. there will be no material available to steal for your stealing enterprise. We would have stolen before you. And you know the problem with our own? You can't catch us. He said, you will meet anything. You will not meet anything. Before you come, it is finished. He was just like, chai, but he still stole again. See, the Lord will provide for you. Amen. The Lord provides for you. Amen. You will not fall into iniquity. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Just give him praise.